Hey, welcome back to the Shane and I Show. My name is Shane.
I'm Max. When you put chlorine in a pool, it makes more sanitary.
Is that why people put chlorine in the pool?
Well, they don't do it for the flavor. I mean, the flavor, it's a nice perk.
Right. You ever gone swimming like right after somebody put chlorine in their pool?
Yeah.
And it just burns your fucking eyes, but you're like a kid and you like don't care?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I've been a child.
Good times.
Yeah. Or you just go to the public pool where they keep the chlorine level high all the time because that's the only responsible thing to do.
Yeah. Hey, this is a podcast about nothing.
That makes you think of something.
And we're back real quick. Our sponsor of this episode, Mindgrinder Coffee.
Oh, yeah. Go to mindgrindercoffee.com. Get you some.
Use code FREESHIPPING24 if you buy two bags of coffee or two boxes of our K-Cups and get free shipping.
Highly recommend it. I've tried it all, K-Cups included. That was a new try for me. I'm going to go make the dog stop talking.
Go make the dog stop talking. We've tried starting this thing. I think your dog stopped on its own. Nope.
Yep.
The dog is still barking. We have tried starting this podcast probably 5 times. I'm just going to keep this one going just because I don't want to fucking start again. Like, it's been start and stop, start and stop, start and stop. Max has a bunch of stuff going on in his life right now, and but we got to get an episode out, right? So this episode may sound a lot different to you because we got stuff going on around us as we record. We got dogs barking. We got people painting the house. Max is smoking a rib. He's not like smoking a rib. He's smoking a rib.
Yeah, I'm smoking. I got a smoker grill and the ribs. There's a rack of ribs in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you put the apple juice on them?
I put the apple juice on them. I thought that was weird. I haven't tried it yet. It might be really good, but I was told to put apple juice on them.
Right. So, yeah, man. So, I'm not stopping. We're just going to keep going.
We're going to keep going.
So, yeah, man, that's been Max's day today. I just went through your day for you.
Oh, great. Yeah, all the fuck. It shit kept piling on, and most of it took longer than I thought it was going to.
Days happen like that.
Yeah, days happen like
that. Sometimes it's like you're like, okay, I can get this done, that done. And then the next thing you know, you're like, it's at the end of the day and you're like, I didn't get a shit done. Or it's like overwhelming where you have too much shit to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, I'm not fucking doing nothing.
Yeah.
Where do you fall on if you get like too overwhelmed? Because I know people that get like too overwhelmed and they just stop. And then you're just like, fuck it. I'm going to watch TV.
That happens to me. It's like I get like overwhelm paralysis.
Yeah.
And I just stop and I'll just sit down and fucking I'll be like, that's it. That's it. You broke my brain for the day.
Yeah.
I'm going to go fucking watch TV, read
eat
a book,
cookie dough.
Play video games, get in my undies, eat a tube of cookie dough, you know, whatever.
You see, I don't get like that necessarily in a day, but if it's like 2 days where I'm really fucking stressed out and it's just been like 2 days nonstop of just going, going, going.
Yeah.
By the second day, I'm just like, I'm fucking done.
Yeah.
Where it really gets me, where I'm really like, I'm just done. I just check out and I just fucking, I'm like, I'm going home. I'm tapping out and I'm going to sound weird for saying this, but I get it fucking dating.
Yeah. Oh, I get that.
I've been on so many first dates at this point in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I'm talking about this now. I just had nothing, but this just happened recently.
Yeah.
Right. I had like 2 first dates within the span of a couple of weeks. The first one was okay. Like we kind of both knew like it wasn't going to go anywhere. Just totally different people.
Yeah.
Like we jived, like talking, communicating.
Mm-hmm.
But when we met in person, we both kind of just knew like, just not there.
Yeah. Got it.
Right.
Yeah.
No big deal. No harm, no foul.
Yeah.
And then the second one was just like, it was tough, man. Like just scheduling something with this woman. We used a term that I probably shouldn't use.
Did you almost say broad?
Yeah. I almost said broad or chick. I was going to do one of the two, but I stopped myself. I was trying to schedule with her for like 2 weeks, dude. Mm-hmm. She kept being like, oh no, I didn't know if I was being led on or not.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of got the feeling that I was being led on.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, because every time we would schedule something, I would be like, okay, so we're going to meet
mm-hmm.
for an hour.
Yeah.
On this day.
Yeah.
She'd be like, yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah. And then like the day of,
mm-hmm.
she'd be like, I can't.
Well, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I rescheduled like twice, and the second time, after the second time, I was like, look, I'm not going to reschedule this anymore. This is just getting too fucking much for me.
Yeah.
Right. She's like, fine, we'll meet. And it was just like, dude,
really?
Yeah, it was a text I got back. It was fine. We can meet.
Wow. And, like you're a chore.
Yeah. That's what it sounded like.
Yeah. That's not a great way to go into a first date. Any date.
It was just stressful, dude. Yeah. And it was just like, and I met with her and it was just like, again, it was like, okay, I wasted all this fucking time and there's fucking nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Like nothing.
Nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
She's talking about stuff that I just have no interest in.
Right.
Right. I'm just like, she's like, well, what do you like to do? I'm like, well, I like to work out and I have this podcast I do for fun. Mm-hmm. She's like, podcasting, isn't that for like 12-year-olds? And I'm like, no, actually it's not.
You know, also like if that's her reaction, like that's kind of a fucked up thing to say to somebody when you're like, hey, I have a hobby for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not like Joe Rogan or anything. I'm not like fucking making millions off of it, but I mean, it's a fun thing to do and I like doing it.
Yeah.
It's a hobby that I have and I like doing it and I'm not going to stop.
Yeah.
Just because you think it's kind of, I kind of don't.
Yeah.
And then she told me her hobbies and I was just like, wow, we just aren't, it's just like sailing and fucking
sailing. Oh, all right.
Apparently her last boyfriend, she let me know a few times that her last boyfriend was pretty, pretty well off.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yeah. She let
me know.
Yeah. All right. Awesome.
A few times. That's how the first girl was cool. Like the first girl, we didn't, there was nothing there. Like there was no like.
The romantic chemistry wasn't there. Yeah, the
romantic,
there.
But as like somebody to talk to and just kind of chill with, it was fine.
Right.
This chick, man, there I go. But this chick was just like, it was like 45 minutes and it was just too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was just like, I'm just like, dude, I'm done. And I've said it before. I've said it several times and I've just been like, you know what? I'm kind of just over this, man.
Yeah.
I'm not doing this anymore.
I get it. I have a question for you though.
What's that?
For these first dates, did you go putt-putt?
I tried setting up. See, this is the problem with the second one. I think this is why I should have known this wasn't going to work the first time was I suggested putt-putt. And she was like, no, that just seems like something my kids would do and I don't want to do it.
Well, then fuck her.
Yeah.
Like right there, there's your red flag. Like, okay, this is a person who's not fucking down to get.
The first one, the first whatever. Lady, the first woman was just like, you know what? I'm kind of busy. I don't have time to like play some putt-putt, but that does sound fun sometime. So she was actually really cool about it. You know what I mean? Like she didn't make a big deal. But this second one, dude, it just took all the energy out of me. And I was just like so overwhelmed. And I was just like, you know what? I got enough stuff in my life. And I've said it before and I'm saying it again. I'm just not going to fucking worry about dating anymore.
Yeah.
I am 53 years old and I think I'm done. I think I'm just going to be fucking like Henry Rollins and just be fucking alone. One of those cool, old, lonely guys. Now, not be lonely because I don't feel like I'm lonely.
Yeah. You got like friends and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just too much of a hassle, man.
It is a pain in the ass. Yeah.
Like just find me. I just want to find a woman. Like, and I'm not asking for much.
Right.
I want to find a woman that has her own stuff going on. Huh?
No, continue.
That has her own stuff going on, that like has her own hobbies and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
That it's not difficult to hang out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like doesn't want a commitment right away. Like doesn't want to move in within 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that seems like a hard thing. Like they're way different priorities than they were before.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Before it would be like 2 months, we're moving in together.
Really?
Yeah.
It's fucking weird, man.
Dude.
that's like something teenagers do.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I just want to get to know somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, it's proving to be very difficult. And I'm not a guy that's going to go on these like speed dates or I'm not going to go to these social gatherings where there's a bunch of other single dudes there.
Right.
I'm just not doing it.
Okay.
And I'm to a point now where I'm just like, hey, I've always been against this, but if somebody's like, hey, I got a friend that I think you should meet, like, I'm not opposed to it anymore.
Hey, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to it like I used to be.
Yeah.
And it's just like, that's the point I'm at where it's just like, I fucking give up.
Yeah. my wife once brought up to me the idea of setting you up with one of her friends. And this friend of hers was a Disney chick.
Yeah,
and,
I remember that.
And kind of batshit crazy to boot.
She was batshit crazy.
Yeah.
But she had that other friend who was kind of cute.
Yeah.
But she had like some weird boyfriend.
Yeah. That one's actually coming over here in like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And she's single now, but I don't think she's looking to mingle.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
It always happens like that, right? Yeah, where you meet somebody and it's like, it's the timing's off or whatever. And it's like, okay, like there's been a point where I've been convinced where I'm like, okay, I'm going to meet somebody that I, from my past or something like that. And it's going to be the right time. And it's going to be the right place. And now I'm just kind of like, well, fuck that. I don't think that's going to happen. Right.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, I'm at a loss now and I'm not going to worry about it anymore. I think that's my plan.
All right.
I think that's the healthiest thing to do for me.
That is absolutely the healthiest thing to do. Also, I'm going to tell you something out of my experience.
Oh, your experience.
My experience.
As a married man.
My experience from my days of being single. Because I would, from time to time, there would be a period of time where I'm going to be like, you know what? I'm not fucking around with women for a while. I'm just, this is a poussoir free zone here. Right. This is just one solitary sausage moving through the world, and we're going to keep it that way.
Yeah.
And fucking guaranteed, it would be like a week, maybe two, and I'm fucking getting down to Pound Town. So
that's what it seems like. See, that's what I think might happen, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, if you think it might happen, it's not going to happen.
I'm just at a point now where I'm just like, dude, I'm not going to worry about it. I got all this other stuff going on with people around me that it's just like, I got to take care of them.
Yeah.
Make sure they're okay.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to worry about women right now. I'm just not going to do it.
That's for the best.
It's just not my, it's not my thing.
Yeah.
So with that being said, let's move on.
Yeah. Let's. You know what, Shane? Let's move on because I've got a bone to pick.
You got a bone to pick
I've got
with
a,
me.
I've yeah, got a you bone do. To pick with you. I was tooling around on TikTok and somewhere between the obnoxious political rants.
Nice.
And
see, I don't have political rants on my TikTok. Yeah.
So my TikTok kind of changes from month to month. Somewhere between the obnoxious political rants and the unwelcome thirst traps.
I get thirst traps, definitely.
Always thirst traps. But somewhere between those, I had a video come up from our podcast account.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I've been doing faceless.
Yeah.
Faceless videos.
Yeah. No, and they're neat. I like them. I think they're pretty cool.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. This video, I was listening to it and it sounded like me talking. So I assumed what you had done is you had taken an excerpt from one of our episodes and allowed the AI to create some images to go to with it.
Negative.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently negative, because I quickly realized I had not said any of this shit.
I'm replacing you.
I was hearing my voice saying shit I never said in our podcast format. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, you admit it. You're replacing me.
Max, I could never replace you on this show, number one.
Uh-huh.
Because it's a two-way partnership.
Yeah.
And it would just be weird to have somebody else come in.
Do you think it would be difficult to banter with a robot?
It would be.
Yeah. I also think that.
And that voice wasn't yours. What I do, what I've come up with, and it's been working. I'm not going to give out the thing on the podcast that I'm working with.
All right.
But I found this thing that works, and it's an AI tool. And all I do is I punch in kind of what I wanted to say. Mm-hmm. Like the one that you're talking about was Gen X versus the digital age.
That was basically it.
And what I did is I punched in it. So I did, all right, Gen X versus the digital age was the title. I told the AI thing what I wanted, right? And then I told it what kind of accent I wanted. American, English, California.
California.
Yeah.
You chose California.
Yeah. That's where we're from.
It is where we're from. For most of my life, if somebody said a California accent, I would have no fucking idea.
Either would
what
I.
We're talking about. But looking at it from like a broader view, it's like people from everywhere else in the country have an accent.
Right.
Naturally, to them, their way of talking sounds completely normal. And I sound like some weird California accented motherfucker.
Yeah.
Okay. So you had a robot speak in a California accent that just happened to have my voice.
Yeah. Okay. I never, until you showed me the video, I didn't even think it sounded like
you. It sounded like me.
And when you said it sounded like you, now when I listen to it, it kind of does sound like you. Yeah. That's kind of weird. Maybe the AI tool ripped you off.
They trained it with me, just like they trained it with Scarlett Johansson, and they trained it with whoever the fuck else. They used me, and I'm going to sue them for $82 billion.
There you go. Why 82?
Why not?
Why not just a billion?
Because for a billion, there's almost nothing I can't do.
Right.
With $82 billion, I can do everything I want and own a basketball team.
Why you want to own a basketball
team? I don't give a shit about basketball. But you know,
if you're gonna do that,
yeah,
you gotta buy the shittiest basketball team there is.
I think that's the way to go. What, yeah. Tell me what that is.
I don't know, man. I don't follow basketball too much. I think it's the Washington Wizards.
The Washington Wizards?
I don't think they're that good.
Okay, I'm sold.
I think that's like the worst team in basketball.
I'm buying the Wizards, and you know what I'm going to do?
Michael Jordan, before he ended his career, was like the general manager of the Wizards and a player, but they weren't good.
Right.
And I don't think they've ever been good.
Yeah, no, I've never heard of them before.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy the Wizards.
Then you can hang out with Mark Cuban.
Yeah, not going to do that.
Why not, dude?
Because I don't give a shit about Mark Cuban.
I would, but, dude, if you owned a basketball team, I would just go to basketball games with you to hang out with Mark Cuban.
Who the fuck every is Mark Cuban? I've heard this man's name a bajillion times. He owns the
Dallas Mavericks. He's on that show.
Was he one of the Shark Tank guys?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, you fill time while I take a call really quick. This day, it got fucking insane.
So here we go. We're getting interrupted by Max's day. Max has a day where he's, like I said before, this is going to seem like a weird episode, and I'm just filling time. But it's just been an ongoing thing here since I got here. Dude, there's painters here. Like, we're recording, and there's out people painting outside. Like, this is how we're getting this episode out. So I don't know how well this episode's going to do when it comes out. I have no fucking idea. I'm just getting this episode out. Hopefully you're listening. Hopefully you like my little rant about dating, because I'm fucking done. And I'm going to say it again. I'm not dating. I'm done. I'll get a bunch of tattoos and just not date. That's what I'll do. I'll just become a fucking tattooed fucking weirdo. That's what I'll do. I figured it out. I'm going to become a tattooed weirdo. I'm not going to date women. I'm just going to get a bunch of tattoos and just be a tattooed weirdo. And I'm going to be like Henry Rollins. That's what I'm going to do. Maybe write some books. Maybe I'll start singing in the band again and do some old school punk rock. But yeah, I could kind of see that this is definitely starting to become a weird thing, right? Because we're getting interrupted and I'm trying to keep this going. So with that being said, I'm going to do something that I don't normally do. I am going to go to the internet and I'm going to see something. Let's see what the top stories are in the news on Google. Yep, we don't want to do that. Top news stories on Google. Here we go. 8 little habits that'll leave you mentally stronger according to psychology. I'm going to click on this. Here we go.
I'm back.
You're back.
I'm back. I'm done with the fuck. Today.
Dude.
What?
I was just going to tell him, I was just going to start reading 8 little habits that'll make you mentally stronger, according to psychology.
Hey, look, wow. You know,
I'm starting to get desperate there.
I really appreciate the lengths you've gone to fill time this day got so out of hand for me,
right,
that when you texted me to say you were on your way over,
right,
the first thing I did was call you to cancel.
Yeah.
And fortunately I had a moment where I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Today's already batshit. I can fit it in.
Right.
I'm going to make this happen. Also, I had a bone to pick about that AI robot you're using to replace me.
Yeah. But see, I could change the voice. And I've done it throughout I've done a test and the videos seem to be doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
If I do them in YouTube shorts,
mm-hmm,
TikTok were getting some momentum, but they're doing really well on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah. So I heard you mention or almost mention that you can change the voice. So you do admit that you made it sound like me.
No, what I admit to is I made it. I'm going to tell you again exactly what I did.
Yeah. Yeah. You
American accent, English, California accent, urban.
American accent, English language, California urban.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So how come it didn't sound like Snoop Dogg?
I don't know why it didn't sound like Snoop Dogg.
Well, neither do I, because there's a whole lot more Snoop Dogg audio out there for AIs to scoop through than there is Max.
So audio. if you guys want to hear the video that Max is talking about, it's called Gen X in the Digital Age. You can find it on our TikTok. You can find it on our YouTube page, Shane and I Show. You know, go and see if it sounds like Max. You hear his voice on the show. You be the judge, and you tell us
if it sounds like
if it sounds like him.
Imagine me without any emotion, because it's a robot.
It is a robot.
Yeah. And it's uncanny, I think.
I don't know. No, I was going to, yeah, man, I was going to just start reading. So we don't got to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank God.
God, because they were going to get bored really quick. It'd be like, what the fuck is this show turning into?
Yeah.
They probably, when I was just sitting there ranting about not wanting to date anymore, I decided that during my rant of not wanting to date anymore while you were on the phone, that I'm just going to become I'm going to get more tattoos and I'm going to become like Henry Rollins.
All right.
As far as like single dudes go that are old, that are cool, that I could look at.
Henry Rollins.
And I could be like, okay, he doesn't look like he's suffering.
No.
Henry Rollins.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Henry Rollins for sure.
Right. Yeah. And even if he is dating somebody, you don't know.
Yeah. Also, you've both been actors.
Yes.
So you've both technically and musicians.
And I've sang in, yes. Yeah. And I was talking about maybe bringing the punk band back.
Yeah, you've both been in punk bands.
Yeah, at 53 years old.
Fucking do it, man. Old guy punk, fuck. You know what? Something I've been seeing on TikTok that comes between the political rants and the thirst traps and the AI imitations of myself.
Mm-hmm.
TikTok's been showing me videos of Rammstein concerts.
Those guys are old.
Those guys are fucking old. And
they blow shit up.
And they look fucking old. Yeah. But at the same time, you have this guy like he's out there on the stage with these huge props and the pyrotechnics.
Yeah.
And he's fucking, you know, singing book dish and all that shit.
Yeah.
And the whole time I'm like, oh my God.
Like musically, I can never get into Rammstein.
It takes,
Their live show, if a video comes up of their live show.
Oh, it's insane.
Man. I will never turn it off.
It's insane.
Just because there's so much shit going on.
Yeah. But also, like, I'm not entirely certain that their lead singer is a living human being.
I don't know. People have said he could be AI too.
Like he could be, or maybe like he died and his corpse was inhabited by some kind of like space alien brain worm that reanimated his body.
Right. Or he could be a hologram.
Or he could be a hologram.
Because they do that with Dio.
Yeah, yeah, they did it with Michael Jackson.
Yeah. And now Kiss is going to do it.
Kiss is going to do a hologram show.
Yeah, because they're, you know, they're too old to put on the makeup.
They can hire people to put on the makeup. Yeah. They just won't. They'll just look like weird old men in makeup if they did.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. That's a whole nother thing. But yeah, Rammstein's one of those bands, dude. Like, I could never get into him musically, but if I see a live video of him, I'm like, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, for a brief period, you know what it was? I had a friend who was into Rammstein, so I listened to a lot of Rammstein when I hung out with him.
Right.
And if you listen to enough of it, you start to like it.
Yeah, I just could never. It comes on, and like, if I can't, it'll come on at the gym, and I'll be like, this kind of sucks.
Rammstein at the, yeah. Well, you know, it's, have an open mind. It's like a mix of like industrial metal.
Yeah.
With some electronica.
But see, if I want to listen to that, I'm going to listen to Ministry, who started that whole fucking bang.
Oh, look at me. I know who started the thing. Ministry. That's what you sound like. That's you.
But even Ministry, sometimes it's just like, you can only take so much. You're just like, all right, I'm done with this. There's certain bands that you can only take so much of. You know what I mean? Like, you're just kind of like,
I know exactly.
It's kind of like getting overwhelmed with dating. It's just like, I'm done. I'm not listening to this anymore.
I got earlier this year, I got fucking deep into Stone Temple Pilots,
right,
for a few months,
right.
Let me tell you something. Like, Stone Temple Pilots, fucking great. But let me tell you something. If I hear the Stone Temple Pilots come on, I am fucking changing the channel. Right. I cannot listen to another one.
Yeah. See, I was the same way with. That just happened to me recently with the band, and it was like Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's happened to me with Pearl Jam before.
I went into a deep dive with Pearl Jam, and I was really into them for like a few months, like a couple months last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got fucking, I was listening to some song. It was like a live version. It was like the umpteenth time I listened to the live version of Even Flow or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you know what? I'm fucking done.
Yeah.
And they just and then like a couple months later, they released a new album and I haven't even listened to it. I'm just like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to listen to Pearl Jam anymore.
I get it, man. I get it. Are there for you any bands that just never get old?
Metallica never gets old for me.
What? Metallica has never gotten old for me either, but I've always made the effort to not overdo it with Metallica. Yeah.
But see, for me, it's like I never get. They're one of those bands that I can never get because there's so much deep stuff you could get into.
Yeah.
And even their deep stuff is fucking good. The only times that I don't really like them is when they tried to be U2 and they did the Load and Reload album.
Yeah, those were not great albums.
But even then, there's still like two or three songs on those albums where you're like, you know what? This isn't even fucking that bad. And one of my favorite Metallica songs ever is off of one of the Load albums, Hero of the Day.
Oh, Hero of the Day. Yeah.
It's one of my favorite Metallica songs ever. And I never get sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could go a few months without listening to it. And in fact, like, if you look on my Spotify thing, I have this like repeat playlist.
Yeah.
It's like the top repeat song that I have.
Nice.
That I played it so much. I don't get sick of Metallica. Like, the big four thrash bands that I've always listened to, I never get sick of. Like, Anthrax. Sometimes Slayer I get sick of.
All right.
Because Slayer kind of, they're great. Don't get me wrong. I think Slayer's a great band, but they're kind of one-dimensional.
Some bands kind of do one thing and they do it really well, but that's it.
They're so fucking good at what they do. Yeah. But after a while, you can only take so much of Slayer. I never get sick of Metallica. I never get sick of Anthrax. Like, never. Anthrax is one of my favorite bands. And I've been a fan of Anthrax since I was like 16.
I've never listened to an Anthrax album all the way through. I've never even
What you need to do is the album you need to listen to. What I would start anybody else out that doesn't know anything about Anthrax.
Yeah.
Is I tell them to listen to Among the Living.
Okay.
For the whole thing.
Among the Living. Listen to the whole thing.
The whole thing. It's such a fucking great album.
Good.
And then you could do the album before that, which is Spreading the Disease. Fistful of Metal was all right. And then they did They did Among the Living. Then they did Steady Euphoria, which was okay. Steady Euphoria was pretty good. It was a little rushed, and you could kind of hear it in the album.
Mm-hmm.
But fuck, man, I've seen Anthrax in concert a half a dozen times. Like, I've been a fan. It's one band, like, them and Metallica are, like, the two bands I'd never get sick of.
Yeah. I get it with Metallica.
Right.
And Metallica, like, they fucking evolve.
Yeah, man. And that's the thing I was saying earlier. It's like, even their deep cuts are fucking good.
Yeah.
Like, you go to Injustice for All and put on something like Eye of the Beholder.
Fucking great.
And it's a song they never play live because it's fucking, there's like eight different time changes in it. But it's a fucking great song. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm starting to sound like a fucking music nerd.
Whatever, man. It's okay to love some good music. That's what music's for.
But them, I don't get sick of Metallica. I don't get sick of like Anthrax. There's a few bands I don't get sick of that I listen to quite a bit frequently. There's a bit newer band that I like that's called Trivium. They're really good. I really like them. I like heavier stuff, and that's mainly what I listen to. So, but lately I've been on it. Lately I just started, like, in the car, I won't listen to heavy metal for some reason because it makes me an asshole when I drive.
It could do that to people.
So I listen to Sirius XM Classic Rewind Station.
There you go.
And they play all kinds of really cool cassette era kind of classic stuff, like Pat Benatar, ELO. Nice. That kind of shit.
Nice.
So I've been on this ELO kick lately.
Fucking Mr. Blue Sky.
Yeah.
Love that shit.
So in my car, I'll play like ELO, stuff that makes me a little more mellow when I'm driving.
Yeah.
Where I'm not blasting it and I don't got to drive like an asshole.
Yeah.
Or yell at people when I'm driving. Yeah.
you know, I think ELO, which is not my favorite band, but I think Mr. Blue Sky,
right,
is one of my all time favorite songs.
Dude, if you get it, you got to get ELO's great. Like they have a greatest hits album. Like every song, you're just like, man, it's so good. And Mr. Blue Sky's on there. Evil Woman.
Yeah.
Telephone, dude, one of my favorite ELO songs is called Telephone Line. Mm-hmm. It's so fucking good.
All right.
They do that. They have that song. It's always on the radio. Don't bring me down. Yeah. That song.
Yeah.
They do that. Don't bring me down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're really good. But that's going to end soon. I always know when it's going to end.
Yeah, you feel it coming.
Yeah, because it's getting. You're a little less excited.
Yeah, you start singing along to the bridge before the bridge even starts and yeah. Shit. Yeah,
yeah. And then you're just like, I'm done.
Yeah,
and like, there's a lot of bands that are like that with me, where I'm just like, okay, I'm over this. I went through this weird deep dive. Then another band that did it, not a band, but yeah, I guess it's a band. He's a band. I went on this weird dive with King Diamond. And King Diamond, he used to be the lead singer in Merciful Fate,
both of those are news to me.
Yeah, King Diamond is like, he does a lot of concept records, mm-hmm. and they're really fucking good. Like, right. One of my favorites is this album called Them. Mm-hmm. And I'll go on a deep dive every once in a while with King Diamond, but I know it's going to end, you know what I mean? Where I'm just yeah. like, because his voice is so high, and it's just like, at some point, you're just like, I can't take this anymore, man.
Yeah. I get that.
I can't take it. I can't deal with it.
Yeah, I get that.
And that just happened recently where I was just in this deep dive of King Diamond and I was just really fucking into it. And I was listening to the album Them all the time. And Them is a really good concept record. Mm-hmm. And that's the other route I went for a while too. I was into concept records.
Yeah. Oh, I love a good concept album.
Right.
Love.
So I was listening to that album Them by King Diamond. And Operation Mindcrime by Queensryche. If you like a good concept record, mm-hmm. listen to Operation Mindcrime by Queensryche.
I will have to do that.
You're gonna love it.
I fucking like a month ago. I was trying to think of something to listen to
because
I was bored and I'm looking through my library and nothing looks good.
Right,
just nothing. So I fucking just hit the shuffle button. What the fuck ever. And it gets me straight to the Who album, Quadrophenia.
It's such a good record.
I know. And I was like, nope, that's it. That's it right there. So I took it off shuffle. I started at the beginning of the album, listened all the way through. I'm getting tingles thinking about it. It's such a good album.
That's one of those albums, too, where you just got to be in the right headspace to listen to it.
Yeah, but yeah.
Otherwise, you just don't get it.
Yeah. Also, and it's got like, it's got highs and lows, darks and lights. Yeah. It's a whole fucking adventure.
Yeah. So I think with all the interruptions, I think at this point we could end this episode.
I agree.
I think we've gone on to a little too long about music.
Well, fuck it.
What else did we learn? We learned that I'm not dating anymore.
Yeah, we learned that Shane's trying to replace me with a robot.
And we could record a podcast under weird conditions.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
All right.
So if you've listened to this episode all the way through, leave us a review, man.
Yeah.
Give us stars, give us whatever it is, leave us a review.
Give us a comment. I mean, at this point, even if you just like sent us like send nudes, I might do it. I might do it.
Yeah.
I want to hear from our audience.
Yeah, we do. We want to interact with you guys. So
yeah.
if you're listening all the way through and this is an episode where you're truly a diehard if you listen all the way to the end.
Yeah. And they won't be nudes of me. I'll literally just Google image nudes.
Google image nudes.
Yeah.
Of that one chick.
Just anyone at all. Yeah. The very first Google image that pops up is what you're getting.
Anyway, that's our episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And until next time, people.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.